What is violence against women?
Violence against women is any act of gender-based violence that can result in sexual, physical, or mental harm of women and girls, whether it happens in private or in public spaces. The most common form is domestic or intimate partner violence, violence within relationships, but there are many other forms, rape and other forms of sexual assault, sexual harassment on public transport, sexual harassment in the workplace, and there are also new forms of violence, such as online stalking and abuse. And this violence really affects women and girls across the region in all aspects of their lives.
Now, you said it's across the region. Is it prevalent in the region as much as elsewhere in the world?
Violence against women is pervasive across Asia and the Pacific. It really cuts across every distinction of economic development, of geography, of culture. There is no country that is immune to violence against women.
So why is it so prevalent? Are there no rules in place or policies in place?
There are many countries that have adopted laws to end violence against women, and that's a very important first step. Now we are seeing some 80% of countries in the region with laws to address this issue. But unfortunately, implementing laws have been much more difficult than adopting them.
And what are some of the challenges to implementing the laws?
One of the main challenges is impunity. It's very difficult to enforce the law, and we're seeing that there's a lot of impunity and perpetrators are not held accountable for their actions. Another challenge is the lack of investment in essential services. Oftentimes, essential services for women and girls who experience violence are not available.
Like what essential services?
For example, health services, psychosocial support, counseling. There's a whole range of services that women who experience violence need, and oftentimes they're not available. Or if they are available, they're only available in some urban areas, perhaps, so that women who live in more remote communities or women who suffer multiple forms of discrimination, for example, women migrant workers or women living with HIV or young women, may not have access to any services at all.
So what is UN Women doing to try and alleviate this problem?
UN Women, together with our partners, has been working with countries to adopt strong legislation that covers all forms of violence against women, but also to strengthen enforcement of those laws, working with police, working with prosecutors and judges, to make sure that they understand their obligations and that they are able to deliver effective services.
And what type of work would this be with the police, for instance?
So, for example, we have been working with police to ensure that before they become police officers, that they are trained on providing good services for women who experience violence, gender-sensitive services. We are working with legal training institutes to include issues of gender equality into the training curricula for lawyers, for example, or working with setting up specialized family courts so that the criminal justice system is equipped to deliver quality services for women and girls who experience violence.
You think that men need to be part of this conversation?
Men absolutely need to be part of the conversation because we understand that the reason why violence happens is closely linked to harmful ideas of what it means to be a man. And so transforming these masculinities and promoting a healthy, respectful, and equitable way of being a man is a key part of the solution.
And what do you mean by harmful practices of being a man?
Many men believe that to be a man you have to be tough, you have to be strong, you have to exercise power over women. And this does not mean that all men use violence. In fact, we know that most men do not. But it can lead to violence in some cases. So we need men to stand up and reject these controlling notions of what it means to be a man, and instead promote more equitable and respectful ways of being.
And have you seen that happening with men and younger people standing up?
UN Women has been working with young people, especially with young men, to promote more equitable relationships. So we have young men who are now activists within the movement, running radio talk shows, talking about respectful communication, running social media campaigns and blogging about this issue, working as journalists to promote more gender-sensitive reporting, or working as peer educators to talk to their friends about respectful relationships.
And what about political participation, the amount of women that are in parliaments? Do you see that increasing, or do you see that as a problem in terms of being able to change minds and attitudes about violence against women?
In Asia and the Pacific, the share of women in parliaments is slowly increasing, but not as quickly as we would like to see. It is around 19% of parliamentarians in Asia and around 16% in the Pacific. So, of course, this is a problem because women are not at the table where the decision-making happens. So, of course, it is essential to increase the number of women in leadership positions, not only in national parliaments, of course, at all levels. We are seeing women not represented in the police, amongst prosecutors and judges, and we do want women to be in all of these spaces because we know, for example, with sexual assault, that where you have more women within the police force, the rate of reported cases goes up because women feel more comfortable to come forward.
And with the, do you work with migrant women in the region?
Yes, UN Women works with women migrant workers in the region to make sure that their human rights and that their labour rights are protected.
Do they have, are there a lot of issues for migrant women in the Asia Pacific region?
Yes, women migrant workers in Asia and the Pacific are at risk of discrimination. They are discriminated against as women, as migrants, and oftentimes as undocumented workers.
And what type of discrimination do they face?
For example, many women migrant workers are working in sectors that are either unregulated or seen as informal, for example, in domestic work. And that means that their contributions to their host communities, but also to their communities of origin, may not be recognized. It means that they may not have standard labor contracts. It means that they may not have access to legal recourse if their rights are violated. So UN Women is working with women migrant workers associations to enhance and support their advocacy for their rights, to support their awareness raising, but also working with governments to make sure that labor market policies and migration policies are responding to the rights of women and girls.
So migrant women are making a contribution in the region in terms of other women's rights and also contributing to their host communities?
Women across Asia and the Pacific are making tremendous contributions as migrant workers. They are contributing financially. They are filling labor gaps in their communities of destination. They are contributing economically. We know that they are sending a great part of their earnings back as remittances, which are going directly to benefiting education, health, nutrition, and other very positive developments within their communities. Unfortunately, because so much of their work is not recognized, their contributions are often undervalued.
And for those listening to this, what are steps that we can all take towards gender equality for all women, regardless of where we live?
We all have a role to play to ensure gender equality and to end violence against women and girls. In our own lives, of course, we can make sure that we are refraining from any violence, that we are teaching our sons and daughters to have equal opportunity, that we are promoting healthy and equitable and respectful ways of being, of communicating, of relating with each other. We can also work within the communities to work with religious leaders, with community and village chiefs to promote social norms around the communities that are based on equality. And of course, the state has a very important role to play to make sure that there are laws in place for gender equality and especially for any violence against women, and that those laws are effectively implemented with sufficient resources and with strong enforcement.